No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. If you were listening to the show last Friday, you heard my friend Roy Brook with the American Flag Project. Now, one of the things that Roy Brook had shared just a few days prior was a picture of him and Sean Kinney with Stars and Stripes for Warriors. I reached out to Sean to have him on The Mark Wyatt Show, and right now I have on the line Sean Kinney. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Sean.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you, and I appreciate, of course, Roy Brook sharing about your flag effort and being able to talk about this because obviously, that's the way we make those connections. But when I was talking to Roy Brook about that particular picture that he had posted, I told him that I was going to get in touch with you and bring awareness to Stars and Stripes for Warriors. So, Sean, here's your opportunity to talk to the Mark Wyatt Show listeners and tell them about your effort.
Okay. Well, I got this idea from a Facebook page a while back or a Facebook post a while back of hanging flags at local fire stations for people that are deployed in the military that worked for public safety, police, fire. I kind of ran with it. I started hanging a few flags at a few fire stations at Alabaster Fire Department, Birmingham Fire Department, I believe a couple more, Trafford, just a few departments around the Birmingham metro area. And so when I went with that there, I was like, as they return, what can I do with these flags as they return? Well, when they return, I make them a custom plaque. I meet up with them at their fire station, their office, wherever they have the flag displayed, take the flag, fold it in a traditional manner, put it on the plaque, have it made. I make the plaques myself. I get the name plates down in Birmingham, Alabama, and I buy all the hardware and eventually just put it on the plaque and stain it and then present it to them as a thank you for them for serving our country, serving our local government as a firefighter, paramedic, or a police officer, or even a city councilman or governor, mayor, whoever that serves our country. That's what that's for, as well as serving our local government. So it's just a big thank you. And it's not, I don't want people to portray it as a me giving them a flag as they're deceased, you know, and honor them as they pass away. This is just a flag they can sit on their shelf and just say, hey, it says on there, thank you and God bless, you know, and it'll say restoring freedom and Stars and Stripes for Warriors. And so that's where I'm going with it. So hopefully I'm about to become a nonprofit here soon. I got to get the paperwork rolling, and I got to pay the fee for, I think it's $250 for the fee for the nonprofit. But I'm hopes I can get that going soon. And it's just something I just have a passion for our military, for what they do for our country. They're a very selfless act for what they do. Some of them sacrifice their lives overseas. And one thing I'd like to do is help, hopefully, with a friend of mine with Restoring Freedom. We're trying to lower the suicide rate of current servicemen and women, as well as veterans. And so the suicide rate is 22 a day. And so that's just a crazy number for our veterans to go through every day, and their families. So it's just a gesture of saying thank you for your service. And so I hope I can run with it soon, and hopefully make this a kind of like a little side gig from the fire service or whatever my career is, just something me and my wife can do. And it's just a big thank you for, you know, our current servicemen and women, and our veterans, public safety as well.
On Saturday's show, Sean, I had the Teddy Bear Foundation, and I had two ladies there to share about what they were doing in the Shoals area to try to help veterans. And one of the subjects that did come up was the 22. And of course, we're in this to try to help them. And I'm a former law enforcement officer, a former police officer myself, and you are a first responder too. And so you have worked around military members in the fire department. I've worked around them in law enforcement. And we know the many things that they can go through after service life when they get back into civilian life. And it can be difficult for so many. And of course, we want to try to bring awareness to that subject. And whatever we do to try to help these military members to be able to transition into civilian life, and they're not separate from us. They don't have to live separate from us. They're part of our community, and just embrace them and let them know that we care.
Sure. Let them know that they're loved. They're not forgotten. That we're only a phone call away. There are several places to reach out to your VA affairs, the VAs in your local cities and your metro areas. Like I said, my friend's got a Restored Freedom. There's 22 a day. There's several places that help out awareness for the suicide rate in the military area. So hopefully eventually we can lower that number to zero, where they can get help, make a phone call. Let's meet for lunch. Let's meet for breakfast. Let's talk. So, and let them know they are loved. They are appreciated. They are not forgotten. They're true heroes to our country. So it's a selfless act what they do to serve our country. So, and it's just something we don't need to forget about our veterans. I mean, from the time of, you know, the Civil War, all them days up to World War One and Two, and the Vietnam, Korean War, they're all just true heroes. And we thank the family for loaning them to us to serve our country. So I think the family should be recognized as well, because they let their sons, daughters, husbands, wives go off to the military for so many months or years overseas. And Lord willing, they can make it back safely. Some don't, but some do. And we thank the families for their husbands, wives, if they lost their life, we thank them for their sacrifice. And pray that they can just rest in peace, and that we continue to pray for their families, for their deceased husbands or spouses, kids, whatever the case may be. But they're not forgotten. They're loved and appreciated. And that's my goal with this flag initiative, is to, like Roy does, he stands by at a cemetery, and it's amazing what he does. He just stands out of the way, and he just people see him, and just it's amazing what he does. I love what he does.
Sean, tell me, from the beginning of Stars and Stripes for Warriors, how many flags do you think that you have actually been able to fold, put into this case, and have a plaque added to give to our service members, our warriors out there?
I would think right now, I mean, it's not very much, because at one time I used to work for two fire departments. I retired from Birmingham Fire and Rescue here recently. I'm still currently employed with Centerpoint Fire District. And I think I've got right now to give out, I think I've got 15 or 20 total from beginning to now. So it's not a whole lot, but I'd like to make it bigger. I'd like to make it more to where I can connect with people, like a Seal of there's some couple of Facebook pages like Seal of Honor. I like to connect with Gary Sinise Foundation. There's one that's called Folds of Honor. I would like to connect with just to honor as they come back. I can even ship them a flag across the country, or, you know, over in Afghanistan, and, you know, stuff like that. I don't mind doing that. But there's just not very many, as many as I'd like to. With me working two jobs, I still work for part time for a record service in Birmingham, but I'm also, like I said, Florida Central Fire District. But not as many as I'd like to be done. you know, my wife knows I have a passion for this, for our military. And I've never served in the military. I've just served locally in the public safety realm with the fire service for a little over almost 21 years.
No, I'm in the same boat with you. I never served in the military myself. But as I mentioned, we know enough members of the military. We know enough veterans. And we have a drive to try to help however we can. And I tell people, if they're not in the military, if they haven't served, that doesn't mean you don't have a place. And you can certainly find a place to recognize these veterans, to honor these military members wherever we can. And what I want to do, Sean, is if it's okay with you, I want to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to share how people can be a part of Stars and Stripes for Warriors, however you want people to connect, if you'll stick with me.
Sure. Yes, sir.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Sean Kenny. He's with Stars and Stripes for Warriors. He's working on his 501c3. We hope that that can happen in the very near future, and that way it's a nonprofit organization. Great work here, and I appreciate my friend Roy Brook for sharing about Stars and Stripes for Warriors so that I know about it and we can bring awareness to this effort and try to help Sean Kenny as he carries out his passion to recognize our military members, these warriors, these veterans, service members, people who have served our country. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to Sean. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Blue-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I am talking to Sean Kenny. He's in the Birmingham area right now. Of course, our prayers do go to those who have been displaced by the tornado that recently went through the Pelham area, Oak Mountain. Many of you are familiar with that area in Shelby County. Those affected, you do have our prayers, and we are doing what we can to try to help get supplies down there. We are staying in touch with the communities there to try to help. I know, Sean, you're connected with that community as well. There's no way around it when you live that close to the area that you are touched and affected by those people right now and what they're going through.
Oh, absolutely. I know some friends that live in that area, as well as a lot of the first responders I know down there that made the calls with North Shelby Fire, Cahaba Valley Fire District, Hoover Fire. So I know a lot of people in the public safety area that has responded to that area to help out, as well as friends I know that live in the area.
Well, it certainly ties us all together. North Alabama, Central Alabama, South Alabama, even people to the east and west of us in Georgia and Mississippi and just to the north in Tennessee. We find that there are people who do come together in times like this, in times of crisis, and we appreciate that for sure.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
As we talk about coming together, let's talk about Stars and Stripes for Warriors some more and how you would like people to come together for this special effort. You mentioned in the first segment you have a passion for it and you want to be a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And I think that that can happen in the very near future for you. But I want people to know exactly what you want them to do to be able to help to move this effort forward.
Well, just to get the name out there. To get the name out there, I got a Facebook page. It doesn't vary. I post things, but for some reason it's not reaching the people that I like for it to, and I got to figure out what's going on with that. But and if all things, I'm, like I said, I'm not a 501c3 yet, but if people want to donate anything, like, main thing is I like to get flags, you know, and flags are the biggest thing. That's the biggest part of it. The wood is not an issue. Eventually, when I become a 501c3, I can start, you know, I might getting donations where I can start buying big sheets of wood, the supplies I need to make the plaques, and the nameplates I can order or the company in Birmingham. But it's just flags are a big thing. I want to get me a big supply of flags. And I'm requesting if people want to donate flags, preferably 3 feet by 5 feet is the perfect size for those plaques. And that'd be just the right size. It could be the nylon, the normal like sewn-on flag that you get like at Walmart. They're called Anen brand. But just, you know, if they want to donate things, you know, that's fine. But I said, I'm not a 501c3 yet, hoping to be soon. But I'm just looking for if they want to just donate things, you know, like the certain wood I use, the little U-bolts I use, the square U-bolts I use for to hold the flag on the thing, as well as the flags. You know, the nameplates I can pay for because, I mean, that's something they really can't pay for right now because I have to order those on my own. But if they just want to donate wood and the supplies, I'd be most appreciative until I get my 501c3. Going, and then, you know, maybe donations start rolling in and I can just go from there and make it a lot bigger than I want it to be. You know, I really want it to be really big. I mean, I want it to go national eventually.
Have you been able to reach out to some of these flag making companies and just tell them what you're doing?
No, sure. I've had a friend of mine called Flags for Vets. He's on Facebook as well, but he gets people to donate. He has company that donates flagpoles for current servicemen and women or veterans. They don't have a flagpole in their yard. He actually brings them a flagpole out there, a flag, and actually puts it in their yard at no cost to them, and everything's donated. But he's a 501c3 as well, but I have not reached out to any flagpole company or just flag company at all. I mean, I'm just kind of really afraid to. I'm just, you know, I'm afraid of them saying no.
Okay. I understand. We got to get past those hurdles.
I don't want to be a beggar. Yeah, I don't want to be a beggar like something I demand it. I just, you know, if they want to donate, great. If people want to donate, great. If they don't, then I'll eventually just try to buy a few here and there or get some donated to me by just local friends and family. But, you know, I'd like to reach out. I just don't know what to – I hate the word no.
No, I understand, Sean, but I'll tell you this. I think that what you're doing is such a worthy cause that when you go to people and you let them know what you're doing, they're going to step up to the plate. And you may get some no's. I get no's on the Mark White Show all the time. I have to just keep rolling with it and keep pressing forward now for my fourth year now on the Mark White Show doing this. But any way that I can help through the Mark White Show to reach out to some of these businesses, I'm happy to do that for you, Sean. I don't mind doing that.
Sure,
I know that you're working a couple of different jobs and you're a busy guy. So it can help to have some people that just kind of say, hey, I'm going to walk with you on this.
And I was also told that I can reach out to the local American Legions, they do a lot for veterans. And so I'm gonna reach out to one in Clay, Alabama, and I'm gonna see if I can reach out to them and see what they can help out with. You know, when it's just, I want to reach out. I'm afraid to, because I've never done anything this big before. When I wanted to go like a local level, and then a state level, and then it's national level. I've never done anything like this before, and I think I'm kind of getting too big for my pants. What I'm wanting to do, you know, I don't want to get too far ahead to where I'm like, I'm kind of afraid, you know, to kind of. But I want to take a leap of faith, you know, and just jump into it, and hopefully it works out, and people see what I want to do and the passion I have for our military. When, like I said, the suicide rate's high, and it's just a gratitude, a thank you to who they are, men and women in our military. So whoever it can reach across on your show, I'd be most appreciative if they want to donate whatever they can. Not money, just materials if they could. And I could pick them up or whatever, you know, locally. I'm down here in the Birmingham metro area, so I can kind of go anywhere in the Birmingham metro area and pick up supplies.
Well, it's going to be fun watching you grow, Sean, as you grow this effort, Stars and Stripes for Warriors. I do want people to know, if they want to ship some items to you, how can they do that? If they want to make contact with you and try to arrange for you to meet them in the Birmingham area, how can they make that happen?
If they go to the Facebook page and they type in Stars and Stripes for Warriors, there should be because I've had two different pages. One of them is going to say Stars and Stripes for Warriors. The other one is going to say Stars and Stripes for Heroes. I started out with Stars and Stripes for Heroes at first, and then I changed it to Warriors because I was strictly doing just military. And I think I'm going to change it to Stars and Stripes for Warriors / Heroes, because I want to do public safety as well, but I mainly want to keep military, the people that serve in the public, as well as nationally in the military. So I really want to stay focused on the military, not just public safety. But they can reach on my Facebook page, look under Stars and Stripes for Warriors or Stars and Stripes for Heroes. My number should be on there. My cell phone number should be on there, and I should have an address on there as well. My home address.
Well, Sean Kenny, it's been a real pleasure having you on the Mark White Show today, and I do once again want to thank Roy Brook and what he does out in our community. And
sure.
Recognize him. You recognized him, and of course, that's how I found out about Stars and Stripes for Warriors. And I appreciate the work you're doing, Sean. And again, however I can help you through the Mark White Show, please let me know. We're going to stay in touch now that you're on my radar. We'll see what we can do, and I hope that this goes exactly the way you want it to, in the direction, and it serves its purpose, and that you feel fulfilled, and the people that you're honoring feel that same fulfillment through this process. Because I really think that Stars and Stripes for Warriors, it's a great effort, and I believe that it deserves our attention, and I do hope that people will go to the Facebook page, Stars and Stripes for Warriors, or Stars and Stripes for Heroes, and follow Sean Kenny there on that page. So thank you, Sean, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed every minute of it. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Folks, we've been talking to Sean Kenny with Stars and Stripes for Warriors. I hope that you'll follow his page. You know, you can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. We're recognizing difference makers in our communities and sharing their stories, just like we did with Sean Kenny right there. I hope if this show is making a difference in your life, that you will share it with your friends, neighbors, and your family. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Quentin Aaron, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. I want to encourage people to be more kind to one another. We only have one life to live, and let's do it treating people the way we want to be treated in return. Spread some cheer, spread some love, be kind to one another. God bless.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
High Five Liquidation is coming to Athens, Alabama. At High Five Liquidation, everything is only $5. Household items, automotive items, kitchen and bath items, air fryers, Citizen watches, shop vacs, Instapots, crock pots, clothing, and much, much more. At High Five Liquidation, everything is $5. Located at 1206 Highway 31 South in Athens, just north of Ramona J's. Give them a call at 256-444-2682. You can also follow them on Facebook at High Five Liquidation. Stay tuned for the grand opening date coming soon.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good.